Star Report with Sasha Star.
It just
brings that out of me.
Is it me or is it you? All right, talk to us. Who's got a beard and what's
Hollywood
going to
Hollywood report today? No, not on this story. We've got Demi Lovato.
Who's that?
Demi Lovato.
Yes.
The musician.
Help. Does he have a beard?
She. I'm hoping in the time she's been in hospital she hasn't grown a beard.
Okay.
That would be really, really just frustrating. But
Demi
Lovato,
do anything famous? Just that interesting.
She's a singer. Famous thing? You know, you people say the Kardashians are famous for nothing and people sing and you still don't recognize
that. Right. Demi Lovato, right?
Lovato.
Oh, okay, got sick. Grew a beard in hospital.
No,
carry on.
She did not get sick. So what happened with Demi is she almost had an overdose, drug overdose.
Okay.
And she is apparently on meth and some other drugs as well. So she was found just in the nick of time. And she's been in rehab for, I think, is it the past 2 weeks? So she's speaking out for the first time and she is just saying that... So she posted a letter on social media Sunday saying that she has always been transparent about her journey with addiction. What I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It's something I must continue to overcome and have not done that yet. So she is just saying, you know what? I'm realizing that I've got a problem and,
I'm going to tweet it at everyone.
No!
That's what she just said. She's like, okay,
you know when you've got fans, something you don't have.
Right.
You do, sometimes do need to just respond to these things.
Right.
So I thought it was really just commendable for her to just say, listen, I'm realizing that this is an illness and it is something I'm struggling with. And
here's my Instagram pasta.
No.
Okay. Good for her.
Saying
I hope she
I'm
feels
not
there
yet, but I'm definitely working towards getting better. I saw a story yesterday from her management saying that they will try, when she does come out of rehab, they will try everything they can to make sure that she, what's the word I'm looking for?
You know, Tweets regularly.
My mom would say, "How are you going to do it?" So it's just,
my mom has never said that.
Yeah, of course, she's not Sutu. But, what's the word I'm looking for? So her management was saying they're trying to just make sure that she changes her friends, in essence.
And keep her off social media, I hope. Is she going to, like, tweet us the 12-step program now?
No, Benjamin, I feel like you're not being sensitive towards
not,
Demi,
actually,
you know,
I,
and she's really trying her best to say to you, Benjamin, I'm going to be fine.
Okay, well, I'm going to tweet back to her and say good luck. What else is going on?
And then finally, so I found the story because, Benjamin came to the office today and asked me where my wig was. And we had to he said to me, where was your weave?
Apparently there's a difference.
And I said to him, Benjamin, it was a wig. And he said, no, it's a weave. And I said, Benji, I'm the one with the hair here. And I told
him
it
was a
wig.
Just to be clear, Lindiwe has gone all natural from the hair perspective today.
Yeah, because I was saying to Benji, if you see me with a wig, you must know I was really lazy to do my hair. You know, your girl has this amazing natural hair.
Right,
so
and this get-up, I mean, did this take a long time to put
this
together?
This takes a minute, hey?
So then why put a wig on? Or apparently because it's not a weave. On if you can just pitch up like this. It looks fine.
Because I don't wake up like this.
You
this
don't?
This is work.
You just told me it took a minute to do.
No, like a minute longer than it needed to.
To take it.
Unlike a wig, which I just put on and
I
arrive. Yeah. But this story is by Lupita Nyong'o.
Mm-hmm.
It says she admits her African hair has been shunned and labeled as uncivilized as she reveals she owes her success to her powerful mother. Now the story was, she's on the cover of Porter magazine. So I thought of the story because I remember a time when, I think growing up in high school, it was the hardest thing for most black girls to cut their hair.
Yeah.
But I remember after seeing Lupita on red carpets, spotting her short natural hair for like a lot of these red carpet events, a lot of people were so comfortable with cutting their hair and doing whatever. You could literally walk into a hair salon, Benji, and say you want the Lupita.
Wow. Interesting.
And they knew what you were looking for.
Well, I will happily testify on air that whatever hair the Ndiwe pitches up with, it always looks good.
Amazing. And of course, she does say her mom was like, what girl, embrace all those roots. There we go. I mean, that's what black mothers do.
I mean, let me tell you, if there was a hair that was a threat to civilization, that would be mine through most of my school career.
But really, does it compare to Donald Trump's in any way?
Well, no, because that's also somebody else's hair on Donald's head. Let's be perfectly honest. I had, you know, and it was aggressive, my hair.
Really?
It still is actually fairly aggressive. But anyway,
but you manage it so well.
Well, yeah, you know, once every 5 months. Anyway.
No, actually, I just remembered, you're right.
Thank you.
So that's it. Lindiwe
is looking
report.
At me without my weave on. End of the Hollywood Report. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we are now enlightened about the hair and drug overdoses.